Hello everyone, I'm Dr. Sri Banerjee, certified astrologer, and in this segment I'm going to be going over the new moon that is about to take place soon. So let's go ahead and get started. We start by looking at when this is going to take place. So this will take place on the 7th of May 2024 at 11:21 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. So what is going on in the heavens at this time? This will predict, of course, some of the happenings that will take place all over the world. So what we start with is looking at the new moon. What house is this in? What sign this is in? All of those matter. So starting off by the sign is Taurus. And the ruler of Taurus is Venus. Within the home front, understanding domestically as far as each country is concerned, it is important to know what is going on. Now, Venus it represents love, beauty, luxury, wealth, and pleasure. So that's an interesting combination here. That is taking place. So in terms of understanding and ruling by the heart and understanding that this is something that can take place within the fourth house, that's important. And then in the third house, you can have some things like communication. Since this is the air house, this is communication. So Mars is in here, Mercury is in here, and so having an air planet that's Mars, this is important to start communication. And again, this is not retrograde, so you feel the full effect of Mars or of Mercury, and then Mars conjunct Neptune, you get a kind of a dilution of the catalytic agent from Mars. So I've given you the sun and the moon. Let's take a look at the ascendant. The ascendant is just entering Capricorn, so you feel the full effect of Capricorn. Capricorn is in the second house, how you relate to others. So Capricorn, the ruler is Saturn, and so in the second house, this indicates how you connect with others and how countries will connect in treaties and others with other countries and leaders trying to understand and grapple with what is going on in the heavens, what is going on within each country. So below the heavens, typically I look at that is things that are developing and not necessarily has come to fruition. And then the top half is more where you look at some things that are visible. So that divides up what is going on here. I hope this has made some sense. Thank you for listening.